Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers and Pirates, a 5:40 first pitch tonight from PNC Park. 8-5 winners were the crew over the Pirates. In baseball on Thursday, Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Rick. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. Morning, Rick.
Morning, Vinny.
Lots to get to, including our Memorial Day game at American Family Field. However, I feel like I need to start with this. I hold in my hands, Rick, the print copy, print edition of the Milwaukee Business Journal. You're above the fold and below the fold. Very nice photograph. And it says, final innings? Question mark? We have not discussed this. You're not retiring anytime in the short term, no?
No, I've got a little time left. But, you know, it's better to leave when they want you rather than when they kick you out. So I'll be around for a while. But, you know, I think it's time to, you know, for the next generation of leadership and the place will be in good hands, so I'm not worried.
Well, I know we talked with Marty Ronsky, who is Chief Operating Officer, I believe is her title right now, in the past, and it looks like she's on the path to succeed you?
Yes.
That's fantastic, and so there'll be an easy transition, and always enjoy talking to her. But have you told her that, listen, every other week on Fridays, you got to talk to Vinny and Eric?
Yeah, she's prepared. I just told her when she does take over is, can't correct all my mistakes in the first month. It'll make me look bad. So she's going to have to, you know, sort of slowly over time fix all the things I've messed up.
Hey, so Memorial Day Monday, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's Americana. It's baseball on a holiday. It's something about that, Rick, whenever the Brewers are playing at home, whether it's Memorial Day, July 4th, et cetera. And it looks like it could be a good one on Monday here at AmFam.
Yeah, we've got the Red Sox, which is good because it's nice to see some interleague opponents. And they have not been here for a couple of years, and it's Dollar Hot Dog Day. So every hot dog, full-size hot dog, is a dollar. There's six, maximum of six. So, Vinny, when you come, just don't order more than six at one time.
Well, how do they know? I'd go to multiple booths. I could put down more than six. Not a problem.
You could, but I've told your picture's up at every concession stand, so they'll know.
Do not serve this man more than six dogs. That's a great deal. You've got to fly over as well. You're going to celebrate Wisconsin Army National Guard and other service members on that Memorial Day.
Yes, we've got the Black Hawk helicopters doing a flyover, weather permitting. Hopefully the roof will be open. We got Valkyrie, the bald eagle from the Schlitz Audubon Society, will be on the field for the anthem. And Jordan Love, I'm sure you've heard of him, will be throwing out the first pitch. So a lot of celebrities, Jordan Love, Valkyrie, and a lot of honoring the service members who gave their life to this country.
We've talked a lot about Jordan Love throwing out that first pitch. He's going to be in the state, sounds like, all weekend. He's got a softball game up at where our high A team plays there in the Fox City. So really cool night tonight. And then, of course, he comes for American Family Field and that first pitch. Do you know who's going to catch him? Would it be Contreras that day? Like, either way.
Do they fight over it?
Right. Who wants to catch him?
Yeah. I volunteered, but I was pushed aside. There's going to be a little bit of a scrum to see who gets to catch him, but because a lot of players know him and appreciate him, so you'll have – maybe we could do 25 first pitches from Jordan and have each player do it.
There seems to be precedent for
that. The Packers would love to have his arm aired out in May before the training camp starts.
Not for nothing, Rick, but we talked with Mark Tauscher earlier today of the Green Bay Packers, Packers Hall of Famer, and he talked about one of the things that he's really liked is how guys from the Packers have sort of commiserated with the number of players and the organization from the Brewers, and how much he enjoyed that aspect both as a player and as a fan of our teams, that there is that relationship.
I think that's true. I think we have it with the Bucks as well. You know, these are elite athletes, nobody can understand the pressure that these guys face better than the players who play every day in front of the world stage. And it's a hard job, and everybody looks at the riches and fame and adulation, but it's stressful. It's hard on families. It's a game of failure, you know, and if you don't win the Super Bowl or the NBA title, the World Series, you're disappointed. So it's a tough business. But, yeah, we love the other athletes in the state. They're great partners with us, and we root for them. They root for us, so it's a good synergy.
Hey, Rick, we think the cribbage boards, the WTMJ cribbage boards that were given away was a round success. There's a lot of people waiting in line before that game started on Saturday to get in there to grab theirs before they ran out. We have gotten some questions, though. What's the next giveaway? Do we got one coming up?
Yes, we do. We have the Jackson Churio replica jersey on June 7th, first 25,000.
That's huge.
And we have another series of Wisconsin Artist T-shirts, first 10,000. That'll be June 10th. So we've got probably 12 more promotional items, a number of theme nights, and that we're already starting to think about next year. And, you know, if you learn something about the cribbage board, you just never really know what the fans are going to love. But things that they exude Wisconsin, those are popular. So I think that's going to help drive some of the giveaways for 2026.
Old-fashioned glasses, maybe, with the Brewers logo on it. That would work.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, well, maybe you got to be 21 and older, so all the kids will be disappointed. Although in Wisconsin, you know, maybe that's not the case.
Right. It doesn't have to be. You know, one of my buddies upstairs here at Good Karma Brands, he had like three or four of them. He had already bought some extras. He said he was at the ball game with a family. Each of them had their cribbage board. And he said, listen, I'll buy these each from you. You like name your price. And mom said, like, I guess dad wasn't at the game. She said, he told me, don't sell these to anybody. I want all of these cribbage boards.
I think they're on eBay. So it's nice to see that. It's good branding for WTMJ too, right?
I mean,
people have these for life, and they'll look at the cribbage board and think of the radio station.
Hey, how about tonight, Rick? So we got three more against Pittsburgh before coming home for Memorial Day. We had Matt Arnold on with us yesterday as the weather looked iffy. I would have preferred, I don't know, I guess it worked out, but I certainly would have preferred, if you look at the potential of a two-hour rain delay or thereabouts, we almost came up on that, I'd have rather just taken the day off. We certainly could have used one. We're in this stretch here. We didn't have a day off built in. I would have taken a pass on Thursday and played two today.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those tough things where, you know, we don't have to worry about that in Milwaukee, about weather and rain, but it does implicate everything you do on the road. And since we won the game, I think it was the right decision to play yesterday. But and Rodriguez did a great job of resting our bullpen through yeoman's work. You know, if you think it's hard to pitch in the big leagues, how about, you know, pitching, then sitting for 2 hours, then coming back and facing Brian Reynolds. So great work by him. And, yeah, I think our bullpen's now rested. And it's going to be an interesting matchup because Peralta versus Skeens, that's marquee pitchers right there.
That's what you want. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. And again, it's Brewers and Padres tonight. That's a 5:40 first pitch.
Pirates.
What did I say? Padres? It's Pirates.
Pirates, yep.
Who plays in Pittsburgh? The Pirates. Brewers and Pirates tonight. And it's a 5:40 first pitch from PNC Park. And then home for Memorial Day for an afternooner on Monday.